800-3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I hope my voice holds out because yesterday was such a beautiful day. I was running around screaming and shouting and was happy that we had the most perfect spring day this year. Every other day was wet, cloudy, windy. We had emergency alerts every afternoon, but yesterday, visibility was 200 miles. I'm going to begin with worldnewsdaily.com. The CDC, I'm just going to give you some points, just the truth. A bombshell study from the U.S. Center of Disease Control. For the CDC and from the Food and Drug Administration, they have finally admitted and confirmed that the risk of autoimmune heart disease is 13,200% higher in people who are vaccinated for COVID. 13,200% higher. The study found that the risk of myocarditis following an mRNA COVID vaccination is around 133 times greater than the background risk of the population. So I just wanted you to know. This is out of the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration. For all of those who listen to the station, we understand this. Those that might be passing through, driving by, and happen to catch the program for today, you now know that the CDC has confirmed it. Heart disease risk is much higher for those that have been vaxxed. Another out of HalTurnerRadioShow.com, Russia begins process to withdraw from the World Trade Organization and the World Health Organization. I've talked about in the multipolar world nations, they are withdrawing from the WTO, they are International Monetary Fund. They are leaving the World Bank, all of these major American institutions, agencies, they don't need them. The Russian government is starting a process of unilaterally withdrawing from a series of international bodies, including the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the Russian Duma, Deputy Speaker Pyotr Tolstoy, said on Tuesday. We have to work to revise our international obligations, treaties that today bring no benefit, but instead directly harm our country. The foreign ministry sent a list of such agreements to the State Duma, Tolstoy stated. Together with the Federation Council, we plan to analyze them and to propose to withdraw. So, these nations, not just Russia, China, India, they don't really have a need any longer for these big American agencies, international agencies. Now, we're going to go to a break, and when I come back, we're going to talk about the hidden government, the who is directing policy, who is directing things from the basement. I can begin. This is out of the peoplesvoice.tv. The title of the article, Obama calls for digital fingerprints so police can arrest people who share non-mainstream news. The People's Voice. Question, who gives this individual the power to call for digital fingerprints? And who gives him the power to give the authority to the law enforcement to arrest people who share non-mainstream news? That's my question. Now, he's just an ex-president. Donald Trump, as the genuine president still of this country, he doesn't ever make statements like this, in a sense. He just calls for the criminals to be prosecuted. But this individual is trying to set policy because this is the individual that many feel is still the power behind the imposter that sits behind the blue screen, the green screen, the Oval Office, that falls, that stumbles, that can't think coherently, that doesn't drive a car, can't drive a golf cart. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
You better stop. So according to the article, ThePeople'sVoice.tv. Obama calls for digital fingerprints so police can arrest people who share non-mainstream news. The president that legally left office when Donald Trump became the resident of the in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, has called for digital fingerprints to be mandatory to help law enforcement agencies target and arrest users who share and read non-mainstream news online, or read and share non-mainstream news online. In an interview, Obama said the development of new tracking technology could help identify users who spread fake news online. Tracking those users and punishing them would help bolster mainstream news outlets on the internet, Obama argues. Now, see, the mainstream outlets are the CIA-funded mainstream media, in my opinion, observation, not only that, but research that the controlled media is a state media, no different than what is happening in China presently, and Canada, and the countries in Europe. SlayNews.com reports, Obama sat down with his former White House senior advisor David Axelrod for a conversation on the latter's podcast, The Axe Files on CNN Audio. During the interview, Axelrod noted he's seen misinformation, disinformation, and deepfakes targeting Obama. Deepfakes. As I've told people, because I was the first digital president when I left office, I was probably the most recorded, filmed, photographed human in history. Now he is the greatest, how would I put it, narcissist ever in the history of all of mankind. There has never been, in my opinion, a more narcissistic individual than this individual. And I've seen many narcissists. Many believe that Trump is a narcissist, that Hillary, many people, Pelosi, these type of individuals, Clinton, Billy. But if you look at if you study narcissism, self-importance, the grandeur of the personality of an individual, you will see there's never been anyone that has ever been more narcissistic than this individual. And not only narcissistic, one thing about those that are narcissistic, they are very lazy. And I'll use that word, I can't think of a better word right now, but they're lazy. They like other people to do work for them while they do what they like to do, play basketball or sports. Right here in Denver, in my opinion, I've watched the Denver Rockies, and the owner, the present owner of the Rockies, my opinion is that he's a wealthy, very wealthy individual because of his father, but he doesn't really want to achieve. He lets everybody else do the work, but he doesn't want to be he doesn't ever want the pennant. Well, going on with this article, the most recorded and filmed, photographed human in history, which is kind of a weird thing, responded Obama. No, 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 no. He's just trying to get you to believe that he really doesn't like the spotlight, which is the modus of a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist, but, and to prove I'm not a narcissist, I'll kind of downplay who I am. But just the odds are that I was. So he downplays it, but then he admits, but I was. The most photographed, the most recorded human in history. He should just come right out and say that he's even more recognized and more has been spoken of him than Jesus Christ, the Messiah of mankind. As a consequence, there's a lot of raw material there. Now, what he's saying in a dark sentence is if you go back to all of the things that he has spoken during his time in his office as president and other things as senator, he is telling in all of that he has spoken, he is actually telling the world that he wants to be the world ruler. He is that important. He is that talented. He is that capable. Going on with the article, Obama added that the deepfakes, digitally manipulated images, audio or video that appear almost legitimate, started with a version of him dancing, saying dirty limericks, or similar kinds of activity. That technology's here now, he says. He then warned about the issue getting worse moving forward. So almost immediately, we're going to have all the problems we had with misinformation before, but this next election cycle will be worse. Obama then suggested digital fingerprints to discern truth from misinformation, and the need for us, for the general public, I think, is to be more discriminating consumers of news and information. The need for us to, over time, develop new technologies to create watermarks or digital fingerprints so we know what is true and what is not true. There's a whole bunch of work that's going to have to be done there. But in the short term, it's really going to be up to the American people to kind of say, end of sentence. Obama and Axelrod went on to say that today many consumers are only viewing information from sources they are not predisposed to agree with and will likely believe what they see. In other words, only listen to CNN, MSNBC, all the other national government-controlled news agencies. That's what he's saying. Don't listen to anyone other than mainstream media. Then the Pilgrim Society news outlets throughout the world. Pilgrim Society London, Pilgrim Society New York City, who took over all media in 1909. I'm concerned about it. I think the best we're going to be able to do is to constantly remind people that this is out there. In other words, the truth is out there. But he calls the truth misinformation. What did Isaiah say? You call good bad, day night, sour sweet. You say, in our culture, little girls or boys, little boys or girls, in our culture, and the truth is the lie is the truth. Of all the generations in history, the people of the world today are the most deceived people, when we should be the most informed. For the most part, the mass of humanity is uninformed, is deceived, I say that not because I've read it. I say that because, well, I should say I did read it. It's in the Bible. And what did Christ say about in the time that he was here? What did he say specifically about the time before he returned a second time, before his second coming? He said, don't be deceived. In Matthew chapter 24, don't be deceived. Why? Because that would be the condition of the people in the world at the time prior to his coming. Deception would be so great that without the help of the Holy Spirit and the help of the Bible and a conscience that is engaged and a mind that is engaged, you're going to be deceived. And he warned about being deceived. People in this time will come and say that they are Messiah. They are Christ. They are God's Son sent to deliver mankind from all of the problems that will exist, that will take place, that will happen. All the problems at the time prior to Christ's return. They will say they have the solution, they have the remedy. Don't be deceived. The former president says he thinks most people are now aware that not everything that pops up on your phone is true. It's true. But caution, misinformation or the truth, what he's saying in a dark way, in a dark sentence, in a twisted way, that misinformation, meaning the truth, what is it that these leaders of this nation, these presidents, have had to do during their times in office from the very beginning? What do politicians do? They are the ones who lie, misinform, mislead. This is what they do. He cautioned, misinformation can be used to discourage people from voting by characterizing the system as rigged and corrupt. So he's saying that the system isn't corrupt. It isn't rigged. It's never been rigged. Going back into the 1800s, the voting, you know, when we began to vote, it wasn't rigged. It wasn't corrupt back then. He doesn't know history. He doesn't know the nature of man. Man is corrupt. So he says, that can oftentimes advantage the powerful, said Obama. That can oftentimes advantage the powerful. The interview came about 6 weeks after the Obama Foundation on World Press Freedom Day posted a recent video of the former president lecturing about widespread truth, or I'm sorry, disinformation. Lecturing about widespread disinformation and the need for journalists to create an information environment. Just much information, misleading information, but not the truth. Not the truth. To support democracy. Last year, Obama announced that his foundation would be launching a new initiative to combat the truth. Oh, I'm sorry, misinformation. A new initiative. Days later, Obama angered conservatives with a speech at Stanford University warning of the dangers of the truth. I'm sorry, disinformation. See, disinformation, all through his presidency, there was disinformation, the lie. Okay, we'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back.
The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hi, this is Craig James, the host of KHNC's newest morning talk show, Just Informed Talk Radio. Starting Monday, June 26th, I'll be coming to you live weekdays 7 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 1360. God bless and see you then.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, we'll continue with the article Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And again, I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. These are my thoughts on this matter of this article. Obama calls for digital fingerprints so police can arrest people who share non-mainstream news, the People's Voice. This is Friday, June the 17th, 2023. So if there's such an attack now on the truth, and he is saying, the way I understand it, that now as we go up to this new election, now that we're in the new election season, what he's saying is the mainstream media is going to engage in even a greater campaign of lies against, it's got to be Donald Trump, and the MAGA or conservative people of this country like never before. If you think 2020 was bad, or 2016 was bad, what is coming in this next 6-5 months isn't going to compare. These other two elections won't compare. And it's going to be not just about the presidential election. It's going to be about who knows what this is going to be about. I'm telling you, I was listening to an individual, Jordan Maxwell, brilliant guy, very, very strange views on religion. strange, strange views. But nevertheless, he's very brilliant, a brilliant individual. And I forgot what I was going to say about what he had said that I just listened to. It's going to come back to me, just a matter of when. But, oh my goodness, I forgot what it was here. Don't worry, I'll think about it. So, going back to Obama, during the speech that he gave there at Stanford, we see is a constant feed of content where useful factual information and happy diversions and cat videos flow alongside lies, conspiracy theories, junk science, quackery, white supremacist, racist tactics, misogynist screeds. Critics were quick to point out that Obama promoted the debunked narrative that President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Remember that lie? Obama infamously won PolitiFact's Lie of the Year in 2013, telling Americans, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, referring to the Affordable Care Act. But he forgets about that lie. More recently, Democrat President Joe Biden's administration came under fire for trying to start the now-defunct Disinformation Governance Board under the Department of Homeland Security. So, something is going to happen. It is already happening. Disinformation, the lie, it's begun. And the other thing is, many that listen to this program, you remember my view. In my view, Barack Obama, when he left office in 2016, he really didn't leave office. He was involved in a campaign to discredit and to interfere with Donald Trump's first 4 years in his presidency, using continuity of government, senior executive services, using the CIA, FBI, intelligence agencies, IRS, and on and on. And then, at the end of Donald Trump's first term with the second election, there was a continued campaign, which I believe was continued to be directed and given using still these agencies, continuity of government, because Donald Trump was still a threat. He could not be allowed in the White House once again. They had to keep him out of that seat of presidency. He's still the president legally, according to the Constitution. He's just not in the Oval Office. And in my opinion, Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. There is a Oz behind the curtain. And who is that individual? There is more and more talk throughout this country on the supposed disinformation networks that Barry Satoru still has his hand in directing, using these agencies in directing the policies and the direction of foreign policy and national policy still to this very day. That's my view. I do feel that. I do believe that. And I do believe also that the only person that would be legitimately qualified or unqualified but has had experience in resuming the presidency, replacing Joe Biden, Donald Trump won't Donald Trump won't be able to resume power, I don't believe. Many do believe he can. He's still a major threat. And it's not a threat because of his political, the political base that he has. He, to these people, he's a threat because of his Christianity, because his belief in Jesus, in Jesus Christ, as a born-again Christian. That is the big threat to the kingdom of darkness, not so much the vote. They cannot, will not allow Donald Trump back into position of power. We are in the sunset of Donald Trump's political career is now upon him. And going back to my thought about Barack Obama, Barry Satoro, he would be the only individual that would welcome, well, I don't want to use the word welcome, that would be able to be the candidate in the Democrat Party to be the vice president with Joe Biden or to resume the presidency. That's my read on things. And all the previous presidents wouldn't, they're not there as far as the, they would, no one would allow Bush Jr. to come back. Democrats would never allow him to come back in. Carter can't. And Bill Clinton, they're not telling you all that's happening with Bill Clinton and his mind. He's not, he's something happening mentally with him too. So, Donald Trump is not coming back. And so for Barack Obama to come out with this article and talk about actually jailing people who share non-stream views, CNN, the views of CNN, CNN, MSNBC, the government propaganda networks, this is my opinion, then these people can be arrested, and then they call misinformation, they call the truth misinformation. This country is, we definitely are fitting the Isaiah said, that calling good evil, evil good, sweet sour, sour sweet, day night, day darkness and darkness light. And I don't believe that we can, it would be nice if we could turn things around, but I think that we have gone too far in the wrong direction, and to turn things back is politically, using the political system, can't happen. We are a society now that in every way is so dysfunctional. The politicians, the leaders of this land, are dysfunctional. We're so used to people being dysfunctional that we see that as normal. But the other nations of the world, they don't see the American people as being functional at all. They see us as being dysfunctional, because we are. We are dysfunctional. As a society, we don't think right. We don't see what's coming. I guess I'll start there when I get back from the break. But But in the meantime, we'll go to the break here in a little bit. We as a nation, the people of this nation, and I was going to remember what Jordan Maxwell was saying. He studied history. He has been in positions with very, very powerful people. And he said that there, in his view, this country has been hijacked by very powerful people. The American people, they sense it, but they don't want to believe it. They know, the American people know, that something is amiss, something just they can't put their finger on. They want to believe that the power structure in this country is being directed by the people through the voting process. But he realizes, because he has met with many of these very powerful people, and he understands that there is no way the American people will be able to take back the power that has been usurped from them. It can't be taken back. The Republican Party, the people that are Republicans, want to believe that the Republican Party is still a viable party that can challenge the power, the people that are in the power positions in the Democrat Party, and that through the Republican Party, there is hope to retain and even take back power that has been lost. No. Maxwell, it would not be of that opinion. He died. He had a last interview, I think, in like 2014. He died shortly thereafter. But I definitely believe the same thing. We Republicans, or we conservatives, I won't say Republican, we conservatives realize that the power structure in this country, those that study globalism, that understand the Luciferian the people that are Luciferians, they that are in secret societies, they're in every part of government, federal, state, county, city government. They are there, and there is no way ever, basically without death itself removing them from office. Generally, you can't remove people in the House or the Senate, Congress maybe. We will not be able as a people to turn this nation around. We're not going to be able to do it. I don't see it. Some people think, well, maybe if we had 30, 40, 50 years. Well, we don't have 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We don't. And the reason we don't is because of what Christ said would happen at the end of the world. The nations would gather and begin to prepare for war. The nations would beat the plowshare into weapons for war. The industry would be used rather than production for machinery to produce food. They would produce weapons of war. The budget would be a war budget. The people of the nations, their hard-earned tax dollars would be used for weapons of war for their countries. This is exactly what's happening. Also, you would have China at some point in mankind's history would become a very great, powerful nation from just a nation of the ancestors to a nation of people that would be a threat to their region and a power internationally. This has happened in the last 20 years. It was through the help of the Rockefeller family back in the 1800s that began to give China an idea and a thought that at some point in the future they would be a great nation. Once they would become a great nation, eventually they could be a hegemonic force internationally like America. So you have two major hegemonic powers in a sense. We still are the hegemonic power internationally, but China knows that they are right on the verge of replacing America as a great power. And then you have Russia. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. When these events would happen and these signs would occur, and when internationally these powers would take their rightful positions, it would have to be at the same time when Israel was once again a nation. Until Israel would become a nation, this could not happen. Israel became a nation over 70 years ago, and now we have war undeclared with China, undeclared war with Russia, undeclared war with the nations that will go along with the BRICS network of trading countries. We are there. There is no time. I do not believe we have time to turn things around. We have time to turn to the Holy Spirit, to God, but that's about it. We'll be back to finish out in just a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Sam Chester from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
A few final thoughts and then we'll finish today's program. In the book of Job, I believe it was chapter 9, Job said that there would come a time when the world would be turned over and would be put in the hands of the wicked. Job said that God would allow the world to be put into the hands of the wicked, and the judges would not do what is right. We're in that time. The nations now have, as nations, they have matured. Technology has been instrumental in a nation's maturing to the point where they are militarily, economically, politically, with technology. The things that Christ said would happen at the end of the world, four things in the book of Revelation chapter 6. There would be war, plagues, diseases, there would be a writer, a power, a nation like no other nation, and leading the nations to war. What nation has been leading the nations to the battlefield? America. And now there is a battlefield that is prepared called Megiddo. China is aware of it. Russia is aware of it. America is aware of it. The nations are aware of it. Russia won't be there. Russia won't be at Armageddon. So America and China now, you can see, if you follow the news, they are jousting already for position to become, to America to stay the as they to continue her position as the hegemon internationally, China jousting to become the hegemon, and Russia and China working together to push and to stop America's world, new world order, where we are at the end. One thing Jordan Maxwell did say, he wasn't a believer in Jesus Christ the way that I would be or many Christians would be, but he said, if you believe in God, you better start praying to God that God helps you, because he said there, he, in his own view, said there is no way out. The people that now rule the world, they're never going to let that authority and power go. They will never relinquish that power, that hold they have on mankind. You cannot stop them. And what did Christ say? At the end of the world, as his kingdom would grow, the kingdom of darkness would also grow. And you can see the kingdom of darkness in Revelation chapter 13 with a coming, what we call in the West, an antichrist and a false prophet. And both use technology to accomplish their dominion, to accomplish their destruction of the nations of the world. We're here. It's developed, it's around us. We just have to look and ask God to give us his Holy Spirit on our eyes like anointing oil and like an eye salve, so we can see the truth of where we are in time. We're at the end. We can't change it. The only hope, according to the scripture, is a belief by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Israel's Messiah. And many of the Jewish people, they know the only hope is their Messiah. The children of Israel in the Middle East, they know that hardship is coming to them also. Well, that's it. That's it for today's program. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll have another talk tomorrow. See what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.